Good morning, good morning. Rise and sunrise, 5:32 a.m. And I'm giving you this message early so it can get deep down into your soul. It is a beautiful morning, June 22nd, 2024. God has a message for you today, and boy, is it a doozy. Let's start with scripture. Proverbs 25, verse 26. Like a muddled spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. Like a muddled spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word today. And I would like to leave with you a topic to get down into your soul, to heal your soul. It is called Restoring Ancestral Memory. Love lifted me. I know you think that sounds strange, but when you hear this message, you will understand. Restoring ancestral memory. Love lifted me. And as we're looking at today, we're in a different moon phase. Last night at 9:08 p.m., we went into the full moon stage. Well, this morning is considered full moon / strawberry moon. Spiritually speaking, this moon phase is pushing you to open your mind, spirit, to new horizons. A few possible shifts could be laid at your feet. A combination to a long-distance traveling plan overseas, maybe relationships or international business endeavors, or even just a sudden decision you need to relocate or you need to get out of here and migrate. No matter the stream of the river, it never forgets its source. No matter the stream of the river, it never forgets its source. That's an African proverb which says to forget your source is to disown or disregard the people who helped you or who have helped you. Notice the proverb says it will soon dry out. That means when you forget your source, at first things may seem to be okay. But it's only just a matter of time that death will occur. Cursed is the man who turns his back on his helper. No matter the old world to the new world from Africa to America, I'm speaking about slavery. To forget the source in slavery is to disown or disregard the people who turned this evil and helped or have helped. Notice that the proverb says it will soon dry out. That means when you forget your source, aka slave trade, at first things may seem like it's okay, but it is not, and it's just a matter of time that death will occur. Because cursed is the man who turns his back on his helpers. When getting your ID card in a new system, that means that you've accepted their identification to you, and also you accepted their oppression. Think on that for a minute. Orisha is free from oppression. Dream incubation dream. Golden thread of Orisha. Like I said before earlier, Proverbs 25, verse 26. Like a muddled spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. This verse can mean that a righteous person who gives in to the evil, especially in front of those who reject God, is sad and it is disappointing. For example, a believer who sins can tarnish not only their reputation, but also disappoint those who look up to them for guidance. In other words, our sin or us falling down hurts both ourselves, our reputation. It also hurts those that look at us for the reputation, for the guidance, and for encouragement. See, we all make mistakes. We all fall down. We all get back up. We fall down, we get back up. We fall down, we get up. Because a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But they didn't stay there. They got back up and got back into position. Redemption, restitution, resolution, reconciliation, and restoration. This is our path where it meets love lifted us. We know this song. It was written back in 1912. Its sources come from scripture. Did you know that? Love lifted me came from scripture. The first is Matthew 14. Verses 22 to 33, what it talks about Jesus walking on water during a storm at sea and rescues Peter from the water. The second scripture comes from Matthew 8, verses 23 to 27, where it talks about Jesus sleeps on a boat while his disciples are afraid of a storm and ask for his help. Very, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard his despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs, 'cause faithful, loving service to him belong. On our road to Damascus, this has come to refer to a sudden or radical conversion or thought, or change of heart, or change in mind, even in matters outside of your Christian thought. This is where Jesus meets you right now when you are in your zone. It's what you want to do. And when you want to do what you want to do, Jesus is standing right there knocking. So let Jesus enter your soul. See, Saul, as we know, Apostle Paul, was a Christian murderer. Saul, now Paul, was not one of the 12 apostles and did not know Jesus during his lifetime. According to the Acts, Paul lived as a Pharisee and participated in the persecution of early disciples of Jesus, possibly in the Hellenized diaspora. Jews converted to Christianity in the area of Jerusalem and prior to his conversion. After the Damascus Road experience, Paul became one of the leaders of the first generation of Christians, often considered to be the most important person after Jesus in the history of Christianity. So if Jesus can do all of that, what you think he can do with you? What you think he can do with all these clergy that mess up everything? What you think he can do with your household, with your life? Amen? So no matter the stream of the river, it never forgets its source. You know the stream. You know the pattern. You know the source. Been there, done that, heard that, seen that. So rise today to a spiritual transformation that honors your ancestors and honor those who find encouragement in you. God loves you and he wants what is best for you. And as you read in Romans 5, verse 8, I'm going to the New International Version. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What has Jesus done in your life? What has he done in your life? Only you can tell him and praise him. Only you can tell the story. Praise him. Praise Jesus. Thank Jesus. Live for Jesus. Your testimony could save somebody else's life. And please don't keep what Jesus has done for you in your life to yourself, holding it all in. Share what God has done for you and turn that stuff, those tests, those trials, into a testimony. Yes, turn it into a testimony. Restoring ancestral memory. Because love lifted me. And restoring ancestral memory, my friend. Because love lifted me. To God be the glory. Ogunnefor Olawa. Amashdi La Bari. Be blessed. Selah.